This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for hanging out with us. I mean it sincerely. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of the solution, okay? Because, I mean, we really do need to be part of the solution. I really do need you to be involved and engaged. So, again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. I want to get to it. There's a lot to do this hour. And as I told you guys, you know, some of you know that I'm on a school board in California. And it's really interesting how something as simple as putting out stats, real numbers, not numbers you pull out of the air, not like a Sheila Jackson Lee where she openly says that, you know, police officers get up. You know, they put all their equipment so they can go out and hunt down young black men to kill them. Really. Seriously. And that's not considered hate speech. And that's not considered nasty. Because it's not a true statement. It's a lie. It's a lie in more than one way. So, you know, I'm not going to apologize for her. But I want to tell you, police officers, over 770,000 sworn officers in this country. Okay? It's just like he used to say. Remember, you know, they're like the left is like the cat, you know, chasing a little red poker on the wall, the little red dot that you run all around the place, right? When it was guns that were all over the place, about the guns and kids were being killed in big numbers with guns and massacres were taking place on a daily basis. The numbers didn't bear it out, but they weren't interested in the numbers. They were only interested in emotion because that's all they have. That's all they deal with is emotions. And the only time they want to deal with science is when it suits their need. And then the science they usually choose is faulty science. Climate change. I mean, give me a break. We have been frying up dying planet guns since the late 60s. And early 70s, you know, when the first Earth Day came about, now one of their predictions came true. And they have to keep adjusting and changing them. It's all faulty data. But they're making hundreds of millions of dollars on it. So you're not going to see it stop anytime soon. Not going to happen. And then I love when they beat on people like me that, you know, because I believe in God, I don't believe in science, I don't believe in it. Well, look at transgenderism. Not trying to beat on transgender people. It's not the goal here. But it's medically called gender dysphoria, okay? You can't change your DNA. Male is male, female is female. You're an Xer or a Y or either or, whatever it is. If you're offended by the term male and female, use X or Y. Can't change it, though. It's science. You know, and it's just amazing to me. They just can't put it all together. And it truly is pretty much everything offends them. Everybody's going to have to wear white clothes soon. Oh, that'll be offense. Maybe he's gray. No, gray doesn't take in yellow or red or, well, brown. Right? It doesn't stop. It can't stop. You'll never have an ending to it. Talk about the systemic racism, right, in the police departments. Well, it's not true. The numbers don't bear it out. Let's go a little further. Some of you may have caught the first hour of the show. I really didn't have a chance to throw it all out there. But when it comes to the New York Police Department, it's one of the most diverse police departments in the country. And it's the same thing when you look at the LAPD. When you look at the LAPD police department, come on, think about this. Over 10,000 officers, right? 70% of them are people of color. Over 50% of those are Hispanic. It's a very diverse department, and it totally reflects the racial makeup of the city. But you won't hear that part. All you hear is how racist they are. Now, let's move over to New York, right? You got the East Coast now. Total different between both coasts. Surely the East Coast has to be, like, totally racist and wrong. The new studies show that their police department is as diverse as the city itself. Right? I mean, they keep talking about the criticism about how prejudiced it is, how racist it is. Department needs to hire more blacks. Well, no, they don't mean that. They mean they need to hire more police officers that act the way they want them to act. Right? The study that they recently had, based on the census, the last census report, shows this. You ready? Whites make up 33% of New York City's population and 54% of the NYPD. Oh, my God, it's terrible. They make up a little over half. Okay? Blacks represent 23% of the city's population, but they only make up 16% of the NYPD. So again, here's black and white. Ah, but there's more. There's more than just black and white. Hispanics make up 28% of the city's population and 24% of the NYPD. Asians represent 13% of the population and only 4% of the NYPD. Right? So when you look at these numbers, they're not what everybody thinks. You know, people think that these police departments are, 80% black, 20% minorities, and the 80% whites, 80% white, 20% minority, and those 80% white keep them in their place. And it's growing more and more and more. Right? And they don't look, and they should never. I know, I'll make a couple of people crazy. They should never look at the color of one's skin. Especially the police department. I want the person who can do the job. That's what I want. Trump and Senior Host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packers
packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5566. We really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. You know, I said I'm going to play clips from black leaders, people who are involved and engaged and they get what's going on and they want to speak out against what's going on. And you really need to understand, with you cannot be afraid, or you cannot be thinking, right, that because you're not sympathetic to what's happening, that you don't care about black people. It's not true. First, we're going to start with some numbers that Milo Yiannopoulos put out there a while back. but they're still real numbers. What I'm trying to do here is not say that blacks are fine and nothing's wrong, because that's not the point at all. But to stop the run to the other side of the issue, that they're being mass slaughtered in the streets by police officers, it's not true. And I don't want to put our policemen in that situation. I would never do that. We shouldn't do that. Because who are you going to call? Look at these cities, not the majority, pretty much 100% of what's taking place. The bad things that are taking place in the major cities are cities run by Democrats. You can't refute, you can't deny, and you sure as heck can't blame Republicans for it, that's for sure. Take a listen.
From 2012 numbers, it would take 40 years worth of blacks killed by police to equal the total number of blacks murdered by other blacks in a single year.
Right.
Less than 400 people a year are killed by cops. 61% of them are white men. 32% of black males. Black men are not killed out of proportion when you consider they're much more likely to interact with police. People are killed by police about as often as they're struck by lightning, but I don't see many protests about storms. Black males are 58% of those killed legally by private citizens in self-defense. And you think, aha, we've got you on something. Except 75% of them were killed by other blacks. FBI statistics on murder lay bare the real threat to black lives in America, and that is other blacks. Black men are about 6.5% of the U.S. population, but they commit 52% of all murders. That has dipped to about 40% in recent years. Black men overwhelmingly murder other black people, and white people overwhelmingly murder other white people. So just like abuse and harassment on the internet, this isn't really a racial issue, like that isn't really a gendered issue. Looking at overall violent crime, blacks are 27% more likely to attack whites than vice versa, and 8 times more likely to attack Hispanics. This is the shocking number I hope you take away from my visit. 90% of blacks that die of murder die at the hands of other black people, and that's from the FBI homicide report. 90%. We're not here to talk about why this happens, why 74% of black children are raised without fathers per Health and Human Services, and why the government seems intent on continuing a cycle of destruction within the black community. My message is simple. Black lives don't matter to Black Lives Matter. If they did, they'd be confronting these issues instead of ignoring them completely.
And the point that he's making. Now, listen, let's be clear. This isn't a beat on black moment. This is not the issue here. Again, this is to beat up the fact that the epidemic is not white cops chasing down, hunting down, looking to kill black people. Because it's just not true. You got to start taking it. You don't have to do anything. But if you really want an answer, if you really try to get to the bottom of this, then you will. You will actually look at the numbers. You will actually take the time, to work this through with common sense and reality. Come on, give it some thought. Understand what I'm trying to say here. And I'm not trying to say, black people are bad, because that's not the point. There are bad people in every sector of life. Every sector of life. And then just by protesting, rioting in the streets, you're not going to fix it. You're not going to save anybody or anyone or anything for that matter. You're just going to make it worse. Even Rahm Emanuel, now most of the murders he was talking about, I am sure, take place in the Chicago area. But even Rahm Emanuel and the new mayor of Chicago is out there saying, my God, these people are lawless. Larry Elder was a friend and a black man. Go ahead and tell him he's wrong.
Attorney for Rayshard Brooks.
Another thing, that some of the witnesses said is they didn't do a sobriety test. There was no count to 100 or whatever it is and walk this line. They said that they were just talking. And it seemed to be a decent conversation. And then all of a sudden, one of the officers grabbed him and told him he's under arrest.
That's not what I saw. What I saw is some device. He asked him to breathe in it. He did. The officer looked at it. Clearly, it was above the legal limit.
So this started from nothing. This wasn't a bank robbery in progress or anything violent. They just told him he was under arrest. And now,
May I also ask a very simple question? However you feel this went down, what makes you think it's race related? If it had been a white guy who was fighting with the cop and had taken his taser and then ran away and then turned around and pointed it at the cop would not have shot him? When studies show that officers are more hesitant, more reluctant to pull the trigger against a black suspect than a white suspect, one could even argue he might have even been more more quick to shoot him if he had been white.
I see that they're reporting, oh, it was a suspected DUI or he was fell asleep blocking the line. He wasn't blocking the line. And they didn't even do a sobriety test from what the witnesses right there said. So why was he even under arrest?
He blew above a legal limit. The cop is required to arrest him. Required to make sure he doesn't get back in the car. Required to have the car impounded. At least that's the way the law works out here. I was just looking at a table of drownings over the last 10 years. Roughly about 400
You know, the I got to play the rest of this. We got to do the rest of this for this to work right. Hold on.
Blacks die in drownings every year. That's substantially higher than the number of unarmed black men who are shot by the cops every year. I don't know anybody who's ever drowned, let alone a black man who's ever drowned. But it happens far more often than unarmed black men are killed by the police. Is this thing? I don't think this thing is on.
Love him. Anyway, so you know what? Again, they can come after me. I'm a white guy, right? Or they shouldn't, because I'm giving you real facts. I'm not being cold. I'm not trying to be nasty. I'm not trying to be hateful. Just giving you facts. It's really that simple. But Larry Elder's a black man, a lawyer, understands the law, grew up in those areas, South Central at the time it was called. Tell him he's a racist. Tell him he's wrong. More of this on Decide to Break. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The fired Atlanta police officer who shot Rayshard Brooks twice in the back during a sobriety arrest
faces a long list of charges, including felony murder.
You certainly can't fire a gun, a handgun, at someone who is running away.
Paul Howard, Fulton County's district attorney, says they have a mountain of evidence, including 8 different videos of the shooting and 10 people in the Wendy's parking lot who claim to be eyewitnesses. The White House indicated President Trump will support the Senate Republicans' legislation aimed at reducing police violence and increasing accountability. Tim Scott from South Carolina is one of the senators that helped craft the bill.
What we have done is a bipartisan piece of legislation, taking the priorities in the House bill, the words of the president in the executive order, and crafted it into a piece of legislation.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
They travel from world to world. Making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. It's the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. All right, so what we've been doing here for this hour is I'm playing clips from people who are questioning, pushing back on Black Lives Matter. However, they're not white folk. They're people in the black community, leaders of the black community, ones that are recipients of this violence, and let's hear what they have to say, right? Because if I say anything, the loons on the left write it down, and then they write me and people I know and everything else, and they let them know that what a racist I am, what a terrible, terrible racist I am. Well, if you're black and you're against BLM, are you a racist? Are you ignorant? Are you stupid? I mean, what exactly are you called out as? I'm curious. And that's why I'm playing the clips, because, again, it's not me. Take a listen.
I'm not even mad at you, baby. I'm feeling like a fake news. This is the thing. I know people don't like Trump. I understand
that. This black woman went down to where these people were protesting. She is standing for all everybody she's standing in front of, I think, is white. Because I know some of you are listening and can't see. So she's not confronting. Here's a mad black woman. She is upset. Okay? I should say she's mad. She is on a mission. And she is on a mission so people will understand truly what this is all about. And I don't blame her. I would do the same thing.
But let me tell you something. If I had to pick between him and Joe Biden, I'm not voting for Joe Biden. You want to see a bunch of black people go to jail by the next 4 years? Put Joe Biden. Watch what happens. You want to see black men get killed substantially like you've never seen before? Put Joe Biden in and watch what happens. These Democrats, and I'm sorry to say this, I'm not trying to be racist, but they hate black people. These are the same people who have fought to keep slavery in. These are the same people who built the KKK. These are the same people who hated us.
Oh, my God. Is she a racist? How dare she say that? No, seriously. I mean, you've got to listen to these people. You have to listen to what they say. Here's a black woman telling the truth, telling it like it is to people, white people who have no clue. What are they going to do now? They were told by groups of black people that the Republicans were the KKK. The Republicans hated black people. She's getting a lesson that she doesn't want to accept.
That's from the beginning. The Republican Party is the party of the blacks. Black free, the Republican Party is the only party that the black people actually assisted in finding. But all of that history has been torn away. People say, oh, there was a big switch. There was never a big switch. The union won because we had grown in the industrial era. So we were able to get trains and get supplies back to our soldiers while the Confederate was still riding horses. They were not able to get supplies back fast enough, right? So what happened was once slavery was abolished in the South, the people in the South could no longer make their money from slaves. They had to move to the North to work in the industry to produce. And so the people in the North that already had established themselves in the industry moved to the South. And so that's where it was a transfer of people coming from the South to the North and people coming from the North to the South. There was never a big switch. So the same Democrats who hated black people from the beginning are the same ones who hate us now. And they use our cause. How did Black Lives Matter turn into something about LGBTQ? When blacks really don't support that.
What do you mean you don't support that? How dare you? So you're a black person that's a racist and you're homo LGBTQ phobic or something. She's telling the truth. She's not brainwashed. She's not stupid. She's telling the truth. The majority of the black community are not into all the abortion and the LGBTQ stuff. And part of it is you've done it to yourselves. When you made gay, lesbian, transgender issues similar to black issues, they're not biting. Take a listen. Let her finish.
When blacks really don't support that, we're conservative. We're really not about that. Not only that, we don't support abortion. We're about workers. This is the black culture. We ain't either been about that. Not only that, we're not about feminism.
No, we're not.
Black women marry their husbands and respect their husbands. That's what we on. We're not on this. Oh, I do what I want. We don't do that. That's not our community. And you would understand. I know you understand. We don't do that. But yet these people are hijacking our movement, the Democratic Party. They're trying to hijack our stuff. No.
God bless her. I'm not joking. This is her. God bless her for speaking up, not just speaking her mind, but speaking about what the black community stands for. This is craziness going somewhere to happen the way this is going down. And it's really easy because if you've been listening to young kids, and I've been saying this for almost 10 years now, we are raising a group of ignorant, okay, low information, totally dependent on smartphones, a group of people. Okay, now, I know I get the emails going, look, why are you doing that? Why are you painting with a broad brush? A lot of smart young people. Yes, there are. You are correct. There are a lot of young, smart people, entrepreneurs that have made it big in where? In the Facebook world, with the apps and the online stuff. And I get all of that. But the majority of these kids don't know. Go grab clips from Mark Dice, Jesse Waters. Look at what the young people know and don't know. How do young black kids not know that the Civil War was fought? And yes, I know you're going to send me an email going, now that wasn't the real reason, but it was fought to free the slaves and to keep the Union together. And there weren't only black men fighting; many, many, many whites gave their lives to fight for the freedom of the slaves. Many. So when it comes to reparations, if you can prove that your dad or somebody in your family, okay, fought against slavery and lost their lives, is there any money in it for them? Do they get a tax break? How would that work? See how asinine this is? And California's sitting here, they're looking at a reparations bill because, like, they can afford it. They can't afford it. They can't pay their own bills. They're $180 billion upside down, and now they're talking about reparations? I mean, he truly believes, Governor Newsom truly believes that he's a dictator. They don't understand. They don't know what the laws are. They don't know, they know. They don't care. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And until you start, you know, some of you, I've already got the emails. Why aren't you talking about Bolton? Why? Why should I talk about Bolton? Look at, he's been one of the biggest warmongers. You know, George W. didn't trust him. Many people around didn't trust him. I don't know. I really still don't know how Trump picked him. But this is not me, right? And then Bolton goes through in the 2010, maybe I'll play that later on. But in the 2010 interview, Bolton goes through to talk about how he would lie when it came to issues of foreign policy. Right? And the big part, listen, one of the biggest parts, I think, is Trump wants us out of wars. Bolton wants us in wars. Same thing with Mattis. You heard it the other night with General Valley on with me. Mattis didn't want us out. He was given direct orders to get us out, and he didn't do it. He should have been fired then. When he disobeyed the very first order, it should have been done with. But when Mattis realized he couldn't bully Trump into doing things, he was gone. That was it. He had it. Remember, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I think Trey Gowdy said tonight, you know, the book is what, $29.95? Whatever it is. All these big secrets. All the things he needs to get the message. Well, if you need to get the message, I'll put it out for free. It doesn't cost you it does not cost that much money to produce that book. Right? And Bolton should not be down alluding to talking about matters of, you know, national security. Shouldn't be talking about how the relationships are in detail with foreign leaders. Things the president might have said about somebody. That's not good. Not sane. Not a good solution. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you can do over there, so much you can get involved with. And I do want you to get involved. I do want you to be engaged. I do want you to be part of, if you would. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Still got a lot more on this coming up.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Feel the rhythm now. You and me all night, holding hands and moving on.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You guys sent me some really funny stuff during the break, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and really, truly just being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Atlanta's giving it up, too. You know, and will Atlanta be the next Seattle? That's the question I have for you. Right? No, no, really, honestly. Because I got... you got these people that are... I don't want to say... What are they? What do you want to call them? Thugs? What are we supposed to call these people that have taken over parts of Seattle? Property that isn't theirs. They're vandalizing and stealing. They're eating food that doesn't belong to them. I know Tucker Carlson did a piece on who was funding them. I didn't get to see it. I didn't have a chance. But you know what's going on. You know what's happening. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, I want to take a few minutes of some video that's resurfaced of Uncle Joe. Man, he deserves this. They all deserve this. You know, this is I've said this for years, almost as a joke, but you guys know, you know my sense of humor, if you've been listening for any length of time. And it's a joke, but not really. Right? I say I've always said the reason that the the reason that the Democrats hate the interweb so much and they want control of it is because you can find anything now. Everything's been uploaded in some way, shape, manner, or form. Once it's uploaded, you know, millions, like billions and millions of people have access to it. And people like Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and others, even on the right, they can't hide. Cannot hide from your past sins. And it's making them nuts. So Joe Biden, some old stuff has surfaced on him. And he hates it. He won't say anything about it, but he hates it. But this is exactly what I'm saying. They can evolve, they can change their minds, and it's okay. We do, and we don't really mean it. Just ask them, they'll tell you. Take a listen. Well, take a listen if it works. How's that? Because it never, for me, it never works the first time. Bunch of clips of, you know, old news pieces and what have you. Video that's resurfaced of Joe Biden. Listen to him. Listen to how nasty he is. And he hasn't changed.
Senator Joseph Biden may have more explaining to do. The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits. Only...
Listen carefully. Listen to the BS that's being thrown all around the place. Take a listen.
123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right. His memory had failed him.
And I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like, Frank.
Joe Biden was victimized by the truth.
Bye-bye Biden. He may not know it yet, but I think this is very going to be very difficult for him to recover.
Is Joe Biden dead meat, yes or no?
I think so.
Bob.
In terminal condition.
Terminal.
How do you think about this? Right, these are people that would normally would have been on his side, number one. Number two is, though, why do they have to lie? Yes, I have a book. Rambling's of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. Grab the book. All this stuff is in there. We talk about this on a regular basis. It's kind of like, you know, I don't believe you people. Right? Why do you, if you've got such a great product, if you know everything, if everything is so perfect in your world, why do you have to lie about it? And they'll blame Fox News. Well, because Fox News, you know, puts out all this fake. Well, wait a minute. You've got MSNBC, CBS, ABC, DEF, you got them all. CNN and the rest of them. Right? Are you telling me that all your networks don't have enough influence on their people? Is that what you're saying?
Helen All.
Yes, unless he comes in third in Iowa.
Morton.
Dying.
I say dead.
Democratic presidential candidate Joseph Biden today faces a controversy. 3 weeks ago at a debate at the Iowa State Fair, he used...
Remember, he's run before. Didn't do well then when he had all his faculties.
Phrases identical to those delivered by British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock.
Biden seemed to be claiming Kinnock's vision and life as his own.
Why is it that my wife, who's sitting out there in the audience, is the first in her family to ever go to college?
Why is Gladys the first woman in her family in a thousand generations to be able to get the university?
My ancestors who worked in the coal mines in northeast Pennsylvania and come up after 12 hours and play football.
8 hours underground and then come up and play football.
It's because they didn't have a platform upon which to stand.
There was no platform upon which they could stand.
The notion that every thought or notion or idea
you'd have to go back and find and attribute to someone, I think is, quite frankly, ludicrous.
The problem here is that Senator Biden told his audience he'd just been thinking about these things, and he failed to give any credit at all to his famous British...
But he must have forgot. No, no, come on. He probably forgot that he stole these from somebody else. That's really what it is. That's what he meant to say. Because they can't find the truth of both hands. He used to joke all the time. You could put the truth in the bag for these people. You could hand it to them. You could tell them, this is truth in this bag. Use it. And they wouldn't know what to do with it. They'd probably burn their fingertips.
Speechwriter.
You know, I was thinking on the way over here. Now, that's a little too much. Because, as you point out, what's behind the words? What's there? And a lot of people, the rap on Biden has always been that it's just a surface.
I should have said...
Now, these guys were on his side. Today, they would be covering for him. They would be... Oh, I mean, that was Sam Donaldson. Right? They would be covering for him today. They would totally... It probably wouldn't even be news. They probably wouldn't even touch it. They would just keep going. They would say something like, well, you know, everybody steals speeches. They steal words. They steal this. They steal that. No problem. I don't do it. Before this COVID thing and years gone by, I'd go out, I'd speak at place. If it asked to speak at place, you know what would happen? I'd write my own speech. Tammy would tell you. I'd go through the thing 15 times. I didn't steal from other people. Words, lines, yeah, but you say, you know, Frank Smith once said, or the book of so-and-so says, not Joe. They're all his, you know, they are his thoughts, technically. I mean, after he reads the book or reads the speech and he's thinking about it, I guess they're his thoughts. I'm trying to help him out here. Won't hurt.
Praise Neil Kinnock. It's the only time I didn't, in all the times I've ever used it.
But CBS News found a tape of a...
Yeah, yeah. They do this all the time. No, I just said it one time. Then somebody finds a case where they've done it two or three more times. Well, yeah. Well, I didn't count those because...
Second instance.
It reappeared in the New York Times with a new charge, that Biden had appropriated a famous litany from the late Robert Kennedy about what the gross national product cannot measure.
It cannot measure the health of our children.
The health of our children.
The quality of our education.
The quality of their education.
The joy of their play.
For the joy of their play.
Biden gave Kennedy no credit. He has also quoted or paraphrased John Kennedy, Hubert Humphrey, and British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock, all without credit.
Joseph Biden admitted today that he committed plagiarism when he was in law school. He said it was a mistake, but that it was unintentional.
He quote,
it's never their fault. Never. They never do anything. They are so righteous, so godly, so wonderful people. I mean, it doesn't stop. Can you? And right now, it's shining to the top. They can't control themselves. They've gotten to a point of overflow. And yet Joe Biden truly is a liar. Got proof right here. He's a sexual assaulter. He's got... how long has he been in D.C.? Almost 50 years? I don't know for sure, but you know what I'm saying. It definitely ain't less than 30 or 35. What's he done? What's he actually got accomplished?
Ordered 5 pages of someone else's work without proper citation.
I've done some dumb things.
Yeah. You've done some dumb things. No, these aren't dumb things. These are things you did on purpose. You know, I love it when people try to play it off as not a big deal. You know what I'm saying? There's lots of people who do this kind of stuff, and they think it's okay. Well, they think they're going to get away with it. It's really what it boils down to, right? Come on, people. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, do your homework. Find out what's going on. Don't get bit by these people. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Would love to have you back for the rest of the week. You'll see the real side on GCN Live.